Chapter 13. A Shooting Contest. The next day, when the men came back for another feast, they saw the beggar sitting at the table.
"Why is that beggar here again, Telemachus?"
asked one man.
"Does he think he is a guest?"
"He is a guest," said Telemachus. "He is my guest. I am Odysseus's son, and this is Odysseus's palace. What do you say to that?"
I say, let's start our feast. Let's not waste time on a beggar," said one man.
The feast began. The men were soon laughing and singing and telling jokes. Suddenly, the door opened. Penelope came in. She was carrying a bow and some arrows in her arms. When she spoke, her voice was cold.
"I have made up my mind," she said. "My husband will not come back now, and I am tired of you all. I am tired of your feasting, and your singing, and your offers of marriage. I have decided that I will marry one of you, but it will be the man who can shoot arrows with my husband's bow."
Penelope took a golden cup and stood it on the table at the end of the great hall.
"You must each take an arrow," she said. "Now, let the shooting contest begin."
The first man fitted his arrow into the bow and aimed at the golden cup. The arrow flew across the hall and right out of the window. Each man took his turn, but no one could hit the cup. And then the beggar spoke.
"Let me have a turn," he said. "I may be old and ragged, but I can shoot an arrow as well as any man."
The men laughed, but the beggar fitted an arrow into the bow and pulled back his arm. The arrow flew through the air and knocked the cup from the table. The beggar threw off his ragged cloak and took another arrow.
"The only man who can shoot with Odysseus's bow is Odysseus," he cried, aiming at one of the men. "And Odysseus is going to shoot again."
When the men realized that the beggar was Odysseus, they ran to get their swords and their spears, but they could not find them. The men were so frightened of Odysseus and Telemachus that they ran out of the door and ran away as fast as they could. When the fight was over, Odysseus ran to Penelope and took her in his arms.
"Yes, it is I, your husband Odysseus," he cried happily. "I am home."
That night, Odysseus told Penelope about his adventures. 12 ships sailed away from Troy.